January 15th. Colonel John Pemberton starts a coke habit. On this day in 1886, Colonel John Pemberton registered the Pemberton Medicine Company in Atlanta, Georgia, which would later become the Coca-Cola Company. Pemberton was a Civil War veteran who had been wounded and subsequently became addicted to morphine. He was looking for a substitute medicine. Coca-Cola was initially sold for 5 cents a glass at soda fountains, then highly popular in America. The formula for the drink called for 5 ounces of coca leaf per gallon of syrup, a significant dose of what was effectively cocaine, and an estimated 9 milligrams per glass. In 1903, this substance was removed. Daily servings of the drink are now estimated to be 1.9 billion. Coca-Cola has been drunk in outer space, and today the word is considered the second most widely understood throughout the world. First is okay. That's a long way from an average 5 servings a day in an Atlanta drugstore in 1886. Today's poem is by William Butler Yeats, entitled A Drinking Song. Wine comes in at the mouth and love comes in at the eye. That's all we shall know for truth before we grow old and die. I lift the glass to my mouth, I look at you, and I sigh. I look at the world and the stranglehold that big business sometimes seems to have on people, and tell myself to accept the things I cannot change and be grateful for the things I have, like Coca-Cola.